Hey, Stephanie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so it's time to talk about
stealth dorms.
Okay, one more time, huh?
That's right. So as you may recall, the beginning of this year, about 9 months ago, the Planning and Zoning Commission formed a stealth dorm subcommittee to evaluate the topic. And that subcommittee would like to invite all citizens who are interested this coming Wednesday, the 20th, to a Q&A session. It would begin at 5:30 at the City Hall building, and it will start with a brief presentation, and then we'll have the Q&A time as well. So what are we talking about, right? So essentially, the Planning and Zoning Commission and the subcommittee have received over about 300 responses of online surveys. We had two different public input meetings. We have lots of emails that we received. Basically, we got a lot of input. And based on that input, the Planning and Zoning Commission is proposing a definition of what's called detached shared housing. So formerly stealth dorms, now detached shared housing.
Okay.
And then allowing that by conditional use permit in certain residential districts in Bryan. So giving the citizens an opportunity to come and learn more about that at the meeting on Wednesday.
Right. And again, this is in advance of the city taking action, which, you know, really, you've worked hard on this a lot. And how many different neighborhoods? We had a lot of different neighborhoods who were able to form organizations. 45, 46? Is that
right? That's the, I think you're referring to the neighborhood conservation
district. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So the citizens did a lot, but that's also the city took the lead to make sure that they knew what their rights were. And so what's the step after the meeting? What process goes on after that?
So Wednesday, we have the public Q&A session and information meeting. And then on Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission will receive the formal recommendation from the subcommittee, and they themselves will then make a recommendation to the Bryan City Council.
Okay, now some if people have questions or concerns that they have at this meeting, will that then be factored into what goes to P&Z, or what if somebody is late to the game, if they just found out about this and they're just angry as they can be, what happens to their input?
They should definitely come talk to me, because I'm still listening.
Okay. Where's the meeting going to be held?
So, Bryan Municipal Office, 300 South Texas Avenue, mm-hmm. Wednesday, 5:30 to 7.
Okay. There you go. And you can go up on the website. Is there stuff up there that they can see ahead of time in the meeting that would help out, too?
Absolutely. So, tomorrow, we will post the meeting agenda for Thursday, and that will also have a memo, which is like a summary of the proposed changes, then actually a copy of the ordinance as well. So okay. bryantx.gov/PZ agendas, and then you click on the date for Thursday, September 21st. You can see all the material there.
Great. Okay. And again, you guys and gals really kind of gotten ahead of this. So that's good work. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for coming in this morning. You bet.